This is a Beanbag Chair Media production.
Hi guys, and welcome to Anime Noise.
I'm Garrett. I'm a performing musician by trade, graduated with a bachelor's degree in music production, and have been binging anime for almost two decades.
And I'm Emily. I am a classically trained violinist and have been indulging in the animes since I was a wee little human.
And this is an anime review podcast, where we help the new viewer decide where they want to start while taking the superfan on a deep dive into the overlooked realm of music and sound effects. Hello, everybody. It is the new year.
Happy New Year.
Can you believe that shit? It is our first episode in 2021, and we thought we would do it big for you.
We're doing it real big.
Yeah, we thought we would just go big or go home, and we decided to go with a shonen anime. If you couldn't tell what it was by the intro, we are doing...
Naruto!
Naruto! Yes, we are. I'm super pumped for this one, mostly because we can't fit this entire show into this episode.
So you get a good however many parter.
Yeah, I think maybe, what, three parts?
Fuck no.
No? It's going to be more than that?
Yeah, I mean, we're only going up to episode... Well, I mean, I guess it could be.
It might be three parts. It might be four.
Yeah. But we're only doing Naruto, the original Naruto on its own part, and then we'll start Shippuden as if it's a new series.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is a different series, technically, so.
In technicalities,
yes. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, I guess today.
Kakashi move.
Yeah, sorry, Kakashi's in between us. We have, Emily's got all of her Naruto gear. I don't have any Naruto gear, as you can see. I'm wearing a shirt.
A Dragon Ball Z shirt.
Yeah, the Kame House shirt.
It's like unsacred. You're.
You know, it's not because the manga writer loves Dragon Ball Z.
You're right.
He loves Dragon Ball.
You're right.
And there's a lot of homages to Dragon Ball in Naruto, and I'd be happy to point them out. Somebody on our Instagram page said that there's not a chance that Naruto was inspired by Dragon Ball Z.
Actually facts.
Yeah, you're wrong, and that's okay.
We still welcome you to our community because we won't be like... these supposed fan bases that everybody talks about.
With the toxic fan base?
Yes. That shit's crazy. Like, all these people out here judging the fucking My Hero Academia thing, and you got Naruto. There's so many fucking anime. How do you have just one fan base? Are you toxic in one and nice in another?
The fan base, the reason it's toxic, especially people say My Hero Academia is really toxic, but it's probably just because you're teenagers.
That's very true.
I was an asshole as a teenager.
I was not that much of an asshole, but I understand it and I can empathize. I was just a sneaky bitch.
Oh, no, I was an asshole. I can admit it. And that's okay. But today, let's get on with Naruto.
Today! All right. So, Naruto. It aired in Japan on TV Tokyo from October 2002 to February of 2007. It aired in the U.S. 2005 to 2009 on Cartoon Network and again in 2012 and to 2014 on Adult Swim's, both on Toonami. However, only airing 32 episodes before making room for Naruto Shippuden while it aired on Adult Swim, which doesn't make any sense to
me. That's a big fail.
If you know that this new series is coming out, why'd you even start Naruto? Fucking ridiculous.
That is fucking ridiculous. I think they just didn't know it was coming out. They didn't do the research. But they should have just kept it going.
They should have just kept it going. And then they aired it so late anyways. Does it really matter?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. So the way that we have formulated our parters that we're going to be doing for you guys, originally we were going to go solely by arc. But because the intros and outros are so kind of fucked up in terms of keeping up with each other. We're going off of the first Naruto best hit collections, and within that covers four arcs. So we're going to be going over four arcs: the prologue of and the Land of Waves, which is where you meet Naruto and Team Seven. Their first mission takes them to the Land of Waves, and it becomes dangerous. This is where the famous battle against Zabuza and Haku took place, that really hyped up those characters for you.
And we would like to also point out that we watched this. We're pretty much going based off of the Japanese subtitled version.
Yeah.
Although we have seen both, and shout out to Steve Bloom for Orochimaru
being
and
like
Zabuza.
Else.
He's being everybody in that show, I swear. I did like the dubbed version of Naruto, though.
I did too. And the fact that they both have female voice actresses for the voice of Naruto in Japan and in the English dub.
Yeah, they cast that one really well. Just like with listeners, they cast that one, the English version, really well. I thought they did a pretty good job with Naruto. I didn't think it was too cheesy. It was cheesy where it needed to be. So most of the time when I find English dubs, I find them pretty cheesy. But
yeah, I mean, the voices are almost like a little exaggerated to an extreme.
Yeah. But they did a good job with this one.
They did. So the prologue and the Land of Waves covers episodes 1 through 9. And then you have the Chunin Exams arc, which covers episodes 20 through 67.
Team 7 enters into the exams. To move up in the ninja world, the arc allows for more in-depth background stories, like other villages, Neji, Hinata, Orochimaru, and Kabuto, a couple of new characters, quite a few.
Quite
actually.
A few, yeah. I mean, you kind of get like an overall within the first arc of kind of they exist, but now you're kind of getting into like what they're about.
Yeah. And I think this also has the Chunin Exams is that famous fight scene between Gaara and Rock Lee, the one that everybody talks about
epic.
Online. It was a great, unbelievably great fight scene. And I just like to point out that if you didn't recognize all the Dragon Ball Z homages in that fight scene in particular, you are not looking hard enough. And I will make another video to post on Instagram just to show the similarities. Big shout out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we move on to the Konoha Crush, which covered episodes 68 through 80. This is where Orochimaru really starts a war and, essentially goes to war with the Hidden Leaf Village.
Yes, and we probably should have said this in the very beginning, that there's going to be lots of spoilers in this. But if you haven't seen Naruto at this point, well,
we
fuck
aren't
going
to be able to cover every spoiler anyways. And we certainly won't spoil the best of parts, but there will be a lot of character names that, you know, we're going to get through. So, you know, just bear with us and then go watch the anime.
This one's big enough that I don't really care if we spoil anything.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
It's true. Okay, and then our final arc that we're going to be covering is going to be the Search for Tsunade. It covers episodes 81 through 100.
Yes, the Search for Tsunade is pretty good. It's not my favorite arc, but it's not bad. This arc introduces the legendary Sannin, and when unfortunate events happen during the Konoha Crush, the Hidden Leaf needs a new Hokage. Naruto and Jiraiya set out to search for Tsunade as the third Hokage's replacement.
Bum, bum, bum!
Yes. So those are all of the arcs that we will be covering today, or at least the music that we are reviewing will be covering today. For those of you who haven't seen Naruto, a general summary, I think, is...
Because Garrett didn't want to use mine.
I didn't want to use that summary. Well, I guess off the cuff here, it's an obnoxious boy who's obnoxious because, well, he's lonely
he's
and he
abandoned.
Wants attention. His parents are dead. He's got a demon inside him. And the entire society, pretty much everybody can use a life force inside all of them called chakra and channel it out using techniques that come out almost looking like magic. It's not really magic because there's a fictional science that is created through this entire series to describe how it all works.
Very true.
But
very descriptive.
Lots of politics, lots of drama, cool fight scenes, great animation, and awesome music. So go watch it if you haven't. It is a huge, huge investment
it's
of your time.
It's a dedication. It's a dedication.
This one is not for the faint of heart. This one, the first series, just Naruto alone, 220 episodes.
Yep.
It's a lot to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we can tell you which intros you can skip and which outros you can skip because some of them
because that's what we're good for.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're good for. Take the time to watch it. It is a good series, or read the manga, but you don't get all the music and shit from it.
Well, you know, speaking of the manga, I felt like this was an anime that really we should highlight the manga writer. It is such a big piece of work that it's worth it to mention the writer.
Oh, it's huge.
So the manga was written by Masashi Kinimoto.
Masashi Kinimoto.
He loved Dragon Ball growing up. He idolized Akira Toriyama. I love you. and drew manga with his identical twin brother at a young age. When in high school, he became way more involved in sports, and so he kind of began to lose interest in the nerdy things like drawing manga. But then he saw the Akira movie poster and was like, fuck this, I'm making that a dream. I'm going to be in the weekly Shonen Jump magazine. And so then he dedicated his time to illustrations and writing.
And he fucking killed it. You got a knack for story writing, at least this. I don't know how you thought of this or how you came up with this, but there is such detail in Naruto, and I know it goes through farther into other series, but
yeah, it does.
There is a ton of detail. Yeah.
Like about everything.
Every single thing. The Naruto we know was actually Kishimoto's second attempt at the manga through the suggestion of his editor, who prompted him to revisit the shonen genre. After initially not making much progress, he created a one-shot version in 1997. And in 1999, a serialized version of Naruto in the Weekly Shonen Jump issue 43. The manga ended with a total of 700 chapters.
Fucking ridiculous.
That is nuts. Collected into 72 volumes, the series sold 301 million copies worldwide, and he oversaw all the storyboard development.
Yeah, like, this fool was on it.
He was on it. I actually did look up how much it would cost to buy the entire series.
Mm-hmm. Was it outrageous?
It's, yeah, all brand new. I was going to get it for you for Christmas, but I can't afford that. It's like $300.
Baby, it's a thought that counts.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Then I'll just think of lots of things then.
Heard. Anyways, that was rude.
Love you too.
Mm-hmm. So Naruto was directed by Hayato Date. He directed both Naruto and the Naruto Shippuden series, and he also did the Tokyo Underground series. Haven't seen it, but I've heard that it's good.
I've heard that it's really good too.
Yeah. So we'll add it to the list. Like we will add a to lot the list. Of other we got a things big, we've talked about. We got a big old list.
Fucking list.
It was licensed by Viz Media, who, you know.
You guys know Viz Media.
One Punch Man, Bleach, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I figured that covered a good amount of clicks there.
Yeah.
It was in Studio Piero.
Piero.
Is that how it's called? Yeah. They did Black Clover, Tokyo Ghoul. They also did Bleach. And they were also outsourced for The Legend of Korra for Nickelodeon.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And produced by Aniplex, which has so fucking much underneath its belt. You've got Angel Beats, Soul Eater, Sword Art Online, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Those are some big names.
Huge names.
Huge names. Aniplex for the win.
Aniplex is probably my favorite sound studio for anime.
All I can think of is Aniplex.
Yeah. You know the tone. See?
That's right.
That's an audio brand right there. Fuck yeah. Well, I think it is now time to move on to the intro and outro analysis.
It is. And I also want to mention, I clapped again.
Stop clapping.
I'm sorry.
Clap happy.
I'm going to just hold my hands together. Anyways.
Just do hand signs.
So we do promise this will be a long episode. We're just letting you know in advance. We're only 15 minutes in, but I swear to you, this will be a long episode.
Yeah, it's probably going to be on the other side of 2 hours.
2 hours or more. However, our further parts will not be this long. Are giving you the credit. Well, maybe. It depends on how much we decide to fit in an episode.
And how much we nerd out.
But this will probably be the longest of the series because we're not going to give you the credits again. You've heard them. I don't need to say them again.
Yeah, we're just going to be like, refer to part one.
Retain the information.
But now that you know, there's a lot of big names. Who have created this. Let's move on to intro number one. intro number one is rocks. R star O star C star K star S. I love the way Japanese people name songs and bands. They like using symbols on the keyboard that, you know, they aren't letters. It is by Hound Dog. The song was released in 1986, which I don't know this for a fact. I just know it's true that they use this as the opener for Naruto because Dragon Ball was released in 1986. That's when it premiered. So I'm pretty sure that it was an homage to Dragon Ball. Just throwing that out there.
Just throwing it out there.
Released in 1986 on the album Love, it is featured in episodes 1 through 25. Hound Dog actually formed in 1976. The lead singer named the band after Elvis Presley song, and they debuted in 1980. They spent most of the first few years touring and doing historical things in the Nippon Budokan, which is it's actually a martial arts dome that was built for the Olympics in 1964. Mm-hmm. But it is not just known for Japanese martial arts demonstrations or tournaments.
It's known for so many things.
It's become a huge music venue.
Mm-hmm. With many artists across the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And in particular, Hound Dog, without any hit songs.
Fucking amazing.
They
fact.
Gathered about 10,000 people for their first public debut. That's fucking crazy.
That's insane.
And they did a lovely thing for the students in the area. If you graduated with your, if you showed your certificate,
your graduation certificate,
your diploma at the door, you got in for free.
And they held it at an earlier time to help with curfews. And they also arranged it to where it would be on the weekend. So they did the same concert just for students and arranged it so that students could go. Like, they catered to all of their audience.
That's badass.
That's pretty thoughtful.
That's super badass.
Yeah.
And the second thing is pretty cool that they did here. They held a 15-day live concert marathon. Over 2 weeks of a live concert marathon, holding the record for the Nippon Budokan's longest string of performances and has yet to be broken, at least as of 2017, although I don't think it's been broken in the last 4 years either.
I would be
certainly
surprised.
Wasn't broken in 2020.
That's for sure. We can rule out that year for most things breaking
that
a record.
Is nuts.
That's crazy.
Two
right?
weeks straight of performances.
Could you imagine doing that, Garrett, with Forest in the Fire?
Fuck no, my hands would bleed.
Considering how bad they got
bleed
at the
in
end
four
of last
hours.
Year.
That's not, I'm not exaggerating. They
that
totally
is,
have.
He has pictures on his Instagram. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is disgusting.
So I guess give me a second. Let's pull up the song. We can listen to it. This one's super cheesy.
It's cheesy, but it somehow still manages to fit in.
It fits somewhat. Here we go. Already sounds super 80s. And you got Naruto here. Cheesy background vocals.
And like, this is like the only time you ever see Sasuke smile in like an animation.
Oh yeah.
It's so fucking weird. It still fits for me, like, regardless of how old it is compared to when Naruto aired. It just, like, it's how you start Naruto, you know? You're on this journey. You're starting the journey with him.
That's true.
It doesn't even matter if it actually fits. It fits because it's the first thing you hear when you're watching the show. I mean, I can still get down to that song?
That song is, it is what it is. I'm just going to put it out there like that. I'm not a huge fan of the song. Like I said, I think it's an homage to Dragon Ball, which is kind of cool. But I don't think that it fits, in my opinion. I think they could have done something. 2002, late 90s, early 2000s had such great rock music. I don't know why you had to throw it back two decades. You had lots of options here, and I don't think it fits. That's my opinion, though.
That is your opinion.
You think it fits, Emily?
Yeah.
Heard. Okay. We'll let you guys be the judge of that. I, like I said, don't think it fits, but it's not a bad song.
Yeah. When we were kind of analyzing the lyrics, too, we decided that it was probably more dedicated to Sasuke than for Naruto. Which, yeah, you know, coming maybe into it, the song is about it, or the anime is about Naruto. So
it's,
you would
the
think
title
that, that'd
of
be
the fucking
the,
show.
That would be like who you would dedicate it to, essentially. But
yeah,
you know, Sasuke is a pretty valuable person in the anime. So it,
for the first thing that you hear and see for this show, I have low expectations for the show coming in. Like, it's okay. It's cheesy, but like, think about the first episode. You've never seen Naruto before. You just have heard about it.
Yeah. Well, did you see the animation on the first few episodes? Did you see that?
That's
did you see
true.
How cheesy that
That's
was? That
true.
Was very 80s like.
They definitely got better.
They did get better, but I'm telling you, like, for episodes 1 through 26 that it was? Or
lots of cheese factor, lots of reverb, yeah, drums. Crazy synth sounding drums. So it's just okay for me.
Well, again, you have your own opinion. All right. I think we're ready to move on to outro number one. We're
gonna
go
in
order.
We're not really going to do the lyric analysis today. We're not going to read you the whole thing. We're just going to point out some
things that we noticed or something that is
we're
about.
We're going to review the song as a whole. So we still need lyrics for that.
Indeed.
But let's move on to
our
outro
favorite.
Number two.
One.
One. Sorry. Outro number one. Jesus. Song number two.
Song number two. Outro number one. This is everybody's beloved Wind by Akiboshi.
I fucking love this song.
Love this song. Episodes 1 through 25. The song was released on their debut album of self-titled Akiboshi in 2005. The only song in English in all of Naruto. And
written
I just mean this series.
Akiboshi. Yeah. Wrote the whole thing in English.
Yeah. Japanese folk singer. He's been active since 2001. Studied at Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts and also performed the 13th outro for Naruto called Yellow Moon. So we'll get around to analyzing that again.
Maybe part 3 or 4.
Whatever part it ends up on. Fun fact. Hello.
Fun fact.
His full name is Yoshio Akiboshi. Yoshio means fine man and Akiboshi means bright star. So he's a fine man, bright star.
I thought it said fine moon.
No.
Fine man. Oh.
Fine man, bright star.
Fine man, bright star.
That's right.
It's a good band name. Oh, wait, it's his band name.
Aha. That's right. Let's hear it.
Yes, let's hear it. And you can see why I love it so much.
It was even featured on Instagram.
It was. Sounds super traditional. I love the piano. The time signature makes it sound so cool. Very ahead of the beat.
Yeah, this song is fucking great.
Bass line's cool. I learned it on bass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna cover it eventually. Whenever Preston sends me his piano cover. And those drums, the side sticking. Man.
cause you will hate yourself in the end. Don't
try. You know, and another fun fact about this is that after they wrote this album, they decided to write in all Japanese.
Really?
Yeah. So this was like really their last song that they wrote in like all English. All of their stuff up until that point had been written in English.
Well, damn.
I know. That's pretty
fucking
great.
Impressive.
So as you know, we both love this song. The lyric analysis. Garrett initially disagreed with me.
She changed my mind. I didn't think the lyrics fit. I definitely think the song fits. It's got a lot of tension, where the whole thing, like, it really does feel ahead of the beat. Lots of maybe anger, maybe like some pent up emotions that this Naruto's just longing to get out there, longing to get in front of people and to be recognized. So he's got a lot inside of him. Literally, and he really wants to share it with the world. So I do absolutely think this song fits. I love this song. They did a great job with this. Not so hot in the intro. Fucking killed it on the outro.
Yeah. So there was like a particular, to kind of back up if you want some resources and shit, a lyric that really like kind of drove it home was, cultivate your hunger before you idealize, motivate your anger to make them all realize.
Yep.
So basically, like, he's shunned from the village because of who he is, and all he does is say, try your best, this is the way of the ninja. Like, he's all about like getting knocked down and getting back up and fighting.
At this point,
he's
got nothing else to lose.
He has got nothing to lose.
He's already lost everything and
lives by himself.
And he's been shunned.
Kid.
You know what? Preston, for those of you who don't know Preston, his Instagram is at Mr. Music Major. You are absolutely right when you said Hiruzen is the worst Hokage. The third Hokage is the worst Hokage.
Yeah.
As a leader of a village, not only did you shun the most powerful being, kid, in your village to live alone in an apartment as a child with no parents, no babysitter, nothing. He lives alone. Not only did you do all that, you allowed him to feel shunned by the rest of the community. You didn't try to protect him. People want him. They want his power. Why wouldn't you protect him?
Yeah, and then, you know, we started watching Naruto over again pretty recently over the weekend, and you know, we're getting to re-experience the third Hokage. And
I think he really hates orphans.
He's just a real dick. Like, even in the Chunin exams.
Yeah, he was
like,
a dick in the Chunin exams.
Yes, fight to the death.
Yeah, well, not only that, but he did the same thing that he did to Naruto to Iruka.
Mm-hmm.
He did it to Iruka first, technically, because Naruto was still a baby at the time. I mean, Iruka's parents died during the Ninetales attack.
And Iruka should have like hated Naruto, but like grew to fucking love this kid. So why can't the third Hokage? I mean, I know that, like, you know, behind the scenes up until this point, like, he does kind of care about Naruto, but don't be such a dick.
He was a super dick. He made a lot of bad moves.
He made a lot of bad
moves. Lots of bad moves.
And that's why he's getting replaced.
Yeah, well, he died.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. All right, let's move on. Intro number two.
Intro number two. It is Haruka Kanata, or Far Away, by Asian Kung Fu Generation. I don't know if it was this song by Asian Kung Fu Generation, or I'm pretty sure it was this one. I added it to the top 25 Discover playlist for Spotify. I'm pretty sure it was this song. I know it was one song by them.
I don't know if it was this song.
Did you
it could have
to my
been
playlist?
Though.
I didn't
listen to
it,
but I feel like there's another song that we discovered this year by them.
Yeah, but love this band. This song, it was featured in episodes 26 through 54. It was released in 2003 on EV Junkie, their album. Asian Kung Fu Generation formed in 1996. They actually met while in music club at their university, or at least the lead guitarist and the bassist did. They released their first EP in 2000. independent with all the originals lyrics in English. They also featured in, they were featured in Full Metal Alchemist and Erased, which I haven't seen Erased.
I haven't either, but I really want to.
Me too.
It's on my Hulu watch list.
I forget what song they did in Full Metal Alchemist. I'm sure it was great though.
I'm pretty sure you're about to find out.
They even won the American Anime Award for Best Anime Theme Song for Full Metal Alchemist. Their theme, Rewrite. Wow, that's kind of impressive. And I should have kept reading the note card.
Surprise, Rewrite.
Rewrite is what they did. They won an award for it. No wonder I knew it was great. See? Their music style was influenced by Western alternative rock and local Japanese indie rock slash punk scene. And they were inspired by Radiohead, Weezer, and Oasis. Coming up in Japanese culture and Japanese rock bands.
Hells yeah.
I have not really taken a deep dive into Oasis at all.
But you kind of did the other day when we were looking for stuff from the listeners. And you were like, fuck, I didn't know about this. Fuck.
Yeah, there are a couple. That one album, The Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, that's a fucking badass album. They got some great songs on there. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about Asian Kung Fu Generation.
That's right.
Let's listen to the song.
Yep.
Here we go. I definitely hear the Japanese punk scene.
It's like that mellow kind of scream going on.
Oh, yeah.
I love the guitar in this song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love how it does that, like, brum, 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 brum.
I like how it holds down the rhythm while the bass kind of follows it for a second and then dances around it. I love this part. Animation's really cool too. It sounds so passionate, the way he sings.
Mm-hmm.
There's
like
so much
really
emotion behind
it.
Oh, yeah.
And I love when they actually say the title of the song in the lyrics, because then I know how to say it.
Sick. Man, that bass is cool, too. Fuck, I love that song.
What do you think, Garrett? Does it fit?
I think it definitely fits.
Yay!
And let's get into the lyrics.
Yeah, so there is a quite a long lyric. I'm pretty sure this is the chorus. Yes, it is the chorus. We're speeding through life, squeezing it for all it's worth. Our feet tied, but we still keep going further. Even if I take it back and grasp it, if you're not the one there, will be no meeting.
If you're not the one, there will be no meaning.
Yeah, I for some reason couldn't grasp that structure.
It's written like a poem, so I get it.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
Don't get all sassy because you couldn't read it.
Sometimes I forget that, you know, podcasters don't know our dynamic.
No, they don't. Do you forget you got a microphone in front of you sometimes?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm being myself on a podcast, and I forget that there's an audience listening in their, you know, their own space that they don't get to deal with me on a daily life.
Yep. Now you know. Now you know what I deal with.
Now you know what Garrett deals with.
Yes.
So, I definitely see these lyrics fitting the anime. The music fits the anime.
Animation is cool.
The animation, I think
they didn't
that
get
might,
lazy with it.
That no, they stick with the laziness for the outros.
Yeah, fuckers.
They're like, okay, we'll give you a break. You can walk away and go do something while we play the outro. Yeah, that's kind of how I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm. I think it fits whatever. Oh, I forget the arc that these episodes are on, but I remember hearing it.
So this this was
I think
through,
it's the tuning exams, right?
It is the tuning exams.
Yeah. I really think it fits the tuning exams. Everybody's like trying to show off their
games
shit.
Yeah,
they got something to prove, and this song feels like somebody has something to prove. There's a lot of passion. So great job. Good choice.
Yeah. All right. So we are on to outro number two.
Outro number two.
Yeah. So outro number two is Harmonia by Rhythm. Now that is spelled with an E-M at the end rather than just an M for all of you fans out there.
Is it R-H-Y or is it R-Y?
It's R-H-Y-T-H-E-M.
Oh, interesting. Rhythm. Okay.
Yeah. This outro was featured episodes 26 through 51. It was released in 2003 as a debut single, and it peaked at number 29 on the Oricon. It's not.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but I don't know. The band Rhythm contributed to theme songs for Deltora Quest, Hamtoro, and Yakitate Japan. And there's a little two exclamation points. I don't know what it is about Japanese.
Yakitate!
Japanese people using two exclamation points.
Because they're extra fucking excited about it.
Why not three?
There's a band that plays in, I think, an outro in Naruto Shippuden, maybe two, called Seven Oops, and it is just the number seven with two exclamation points.
Oh, okay. Yeah, weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Rhythm formed in 2003 and disbanded in 2011 to start their own solo careers. This band was known for their flowing, fluid harmonies and their cheerful, upbeat melodies.
I could agree with that.
I agree with it. I think the music isn't terrible. It's just not for this.
It's not Naruto, that's for sure.
Fuck no, it isn't. Even the animation says it's not for Naruto.
Let's listen to it before we bash it.
Yeah.
And skip. You know those buttons that show up at the end of like Netflix, for example?
They Netflix have all the
skip intro
right
and
now.
Skip outro buttons. We did skip this one after we listened to it.
Sure did.
We listened to it once, I think. Sometimes I wish Crunchyroll had that skip outro button.
Ooh, I lied.
What?
The internet's lied.
What'd they lie about?
There is no H. It's R-Y-T-H-E-N.
Yeah, you said it right.
No, I didn't.
He did. Oh, you said R-H-Y?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, nuh-uh. I was wrong. I don't know why the animation creeps me out.
The animation is boring. This whole song is boring for an outro. It does not fit. This is the fucking tuning exams.
Yeah, and this is what you like. You get out of these really intense songs, and this is what's playing.
And only Naruto turns around the animation, and then they all get mad. Sakura, yeah. Get
mad. As usual.
That song, pretty lame for the anime. It's not a lame song, let me clarify. It is lame for the anime. It is the wrong choice. I don't think it fits. Big fail.
The whole song seems like it was geared towards Sasuke from Ino and Sakura. The animation gives it away. And then the lyrics actually give it away too. But here's a lyric that really just like grinds my gears. Please keep that smile on your face forever or else I'll cry when the... Oh, I was reading my writing. Or else I'll cry. When the fuck does Sasuke ever fucking smile at them? Tell me.
Never.
When does he ever smile at any girl in Naruto?
Only after he marries Sakura.
I said in Naruto.
Yeah, not in Naruto.
No.
Not at all.
No.
It is, he pretty much just says, you're annoying.
Exactly. And he just kind of like glares at them. So it just doesn't, it doesn't fit in lyrically. It doesn't fit the anime.
He's the emo kid in the class.
He
that is
very
for sure.
much the emo kid. He's on a mission.
His entire family was murdered by his older brother. So his entire clan of people.
And left alive on purpose.
And he was left alive on purpose. And the only person, the only two people left alive in the Uchiha clan that they know of at the time are Itachi
and Sasuke.
Another reason why the third Hokage sucks. He hates orphans, but he likes making them.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You're not wrong. That was a little dark.
He did it. He did it to himself.
You made that real dark. All right. We're going to move on. Or if we trigger some people.
Yeah. I don't know how much you guys like the third Hokage, but he doesn't deserve your praise. Although he may have been a good third Hokage before the fourth Hokage.
Yeah. Like when-
probably. And then he's like, fuck this. I don't want to be Hokage again.
I don't want to do this
anymore.
Let
me just ruin my entire village.
Intro number three.
Intro number three. It's a better number three than the Hokage. God damn it. I'm just zinging
him
today.
You are on a roll.
I'm zinging him today.
Shitballs.
Kanashimi wo yasashisa. That is a hard one to say. By Little by Little. It is featured on episodes 54 through 77. It is, or it was released as a single in 2003 and later on their album Sweet Noodle Pop.
I love that name.
In 2005.
Sweet
Noodle Pop. Nice. Oh my God. Put that on a t-shirt. Little by Little is a Japanese pop band consisting of two female vocalists. They formed in 2000 and separated in 2010. I wonder why they separated.
To get their own solo careers.
Oh, just work on different projects. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
10 years is a long time.
That's a while.
They're known for their contributions to Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, SD Gundam Force, and Yakitate Japan.
Yep.
Another one.
I know, I saw that name twice and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. I guess they had
with
similar
their double
projects.
Exclamation
yeah.
marks.
Similar projects going on at the time. That makes sense. Utilize the most efficient way possible, right?
That's right. Now let's listen to
Listen to it.
Yes. I don't have a very good deep voice.
I like it. Try again.
Yeah. That's how I have to speak to Garrett to get his attention.
It works.
Garrett.
Emily. We're distracting him from the song.
That's why we have a playlist.
Another banger of an intro.
Yeah. I like how she utilizes the syllable.
I love what they did to the guitar and the drums, how they make it sound like that. The EQ filter is almost telephone, like a telephone.
Yeah.
But they have a sweet, very clear bass line over the top and the vocals. It was a cool way to do it. It opens up a lot of space sonically and lyrically, or not lyrically, excuse me, frequency range. It opens up a big frequency range for the vocals and the bass to stand out on.
Did you know that in the American versions of Naruto, they censored Asuma, like his cigarette was never lit?
What?
Yeah. I never noticed that.
Smoking's bad, kids.
As I smoke my next cigarette.
Let's watch a violent anime where they fucking murder people.
They did edit it
a
lot.
And let's not smoke.
Yeah.
Smoking kills, but you know what else kills? Ninjas.
That's very true. Accurate observation, Garrett.
I just want to point out that your video has stopped recording.
Son of a bitch!
We are already almost an hour in. Poor Kakashi.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
We got 6 minutes.
Fuck. This entire episode is not going to fit on our video. That is for sure.
No, it won't.
That's okay.
That's all right.
What do you think, Emily? Does it fit?
I think it fits beautifully.
Yeah? Let's jump to the lyrics.
Okay, I got it.
Because you already know how I feel about this song. I think it definitely fits Great job.
Woo! So I've got two sets of lyrics going on here. I wake up from dreaming only about the beginning. What comes next will be in my hand someday. Naruto, speaking to you.
Speaking to you right there.
Turn sadness into kindness. Turn the things that make you yourself into strength.
Also
fucking
Naruto.
Naruto-esque for sure. This song is just like speaking.
It's speaking?
It's speaking.
You're speaking.
And you know what's great is that I can like spit on this microphone.
Because it's yours.
It's mine.
And you never have to clean it.
I never have to. I should clean it.
No, you should clean it. That's gross.
That's disgusting.
Definitely clean it. You sicko. Yes, I think it fits. It definitely fits. Great job. Now you are 2 for 3 for intros, in my opinion. And
like,
well, we'll find out how you did on that.
So far, 1 out of 2.
For outros?
For outros.
Yeah, 1 out of 2.
But let's look at Viva Rock by Orange Range. This is the third outro. It was released in 2003 on the album First Contact. Now this is fitting. Peaked at number 3 on the Oricon. Orange Range. Oh, and this is Viva Rock Japanese side. That's important.
At number 3 on Oricon, huh?
Number 3, yeah.
Wow.
They formed in 2001 by two childhood friends that turned into a 5-person rock band. They're an incredibly busy band, as most of their singles are attached to movies, shows, or Japanese products. They do a lot of advertisements. And they are featured in Bleach, Code Geass, Re:Life, and Taizu Zamurai.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Want to try that one more time?
Zamurai. It's not samurai. It's Zamurai. Zamurai. I don't know.
That was a good try.
Thanks.
I just wanted to hear you do it again.
You dickhead.
Uh-huh.
And see why I'm a sassy bitch?
Uh-huh.
This is why.
All right, let's listen to it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is this song.
Yeah, it's this one. We left the lyrics up because we are going to read them to you.
They're so funny.
The lyrics absolutely do not fit the anime. The animation is also really fucking lazy for this outro.
Yeah, it's just them all walking like they're marching towards something.
And then Kakashi reading porn as he walks forward.
Yeah, so this was featured episode 65 through 77. I totally forgot to mention that. So this is in between the shooting exams and the Konoha crash.
Okay. I love the song. I think the song,
yeah, the song,
I think
is,
the
great.
Song is great.
Is Kakashi falling?
Kakashi was falling. I had to stand him up a little bit.
Really good analysis of this song. Like, it just makes me want to like sway with a lighter in the air and then just listen and laugh.
Yeah, I can definitely headbang to this.
Yeah.
Makes me want to go to a punk show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that song's great. The song is super cool. Let me pull up the lyrics.
Please
for you guys.
Pull up those lyrics.
Because they are hilarious. The lyrics do not fit.
No. So this band is very much a fuck yeah, Japanese rock, throw your fists in the air. Like, they are so very much about their culture and rock and roll, and that this is like what this song is about.
The song definitely has that attitude. It doesn't have a Naruto attitude,
no.
But here's the lyrics. Have you ever heard of the Orange Range? Don't tell your mama or she'll think you're insane. All the pretty girls listen and pertain. Our music's best for highway speeding. Jump number one, Tyson doing the slam dunk. This and that. Barefooted, hug and kiss, I love you.
Makes no sense.
What the fuck?
They just like jammed some words together and they're like, yeah, that works.
I'll master the yoga, Mr. Masera hates curry. A bullfighter that sucks Sanchez, all right. What the fuck does that that mean?
But it's the next part that really gets me.
Oh, yeah.
Like
all around the world. See, looking up and laughing at the sky. Or looking up at the laughing sky. Now get up. Stand up. Oh, yeah. All around the world, see, they're changing. They're doing their best. Now get up, stand up. Oh, yeah.
Now that's the only thing I could see being Naruto related. The only lyric in the entire song.
Get up, stand up. Oh, yeah.
They're
obsessed
changing.
With the United Nations. I'm sorry, that my cursor's over there. Obsessed with the United Nations, even Bodhi, Ma Hathaeson. Peking duck, wire action Chung Lee running on a bike. What? Peking duck, wire action Chung Lee running on a bike. Oh my God. Oh, here's a Dragon Ball Z reference. My Koteka carefully polishing up Mr. Popo.
Let's see what you got, Japanese people.
Yeah, that's right. That's the last line. But Japanese people is in all caps, so let's see what you got. Japanese people!
That got me.
Oh, yeah, that's great. All right, and then the chorus again, the all around the world, see looking up at the laughing sky. Yeah, none of the lyrics make any goddamn sense, but I still love them. It's a great punk song.
I'm here for it.
Me too. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
All right, let's move on to the fourth opener.
So what are they now, like 66% on intros and outros?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Although you liked all three intros.
I did, yeah, because the nostalgia.
Intro number four. You guys have heard this band on our podcast before. It is, the song is called Go, with the
two exclamation points.
By Flow. Flow is the band that teamed up with Grand Rodeo and did a song for Seven Deadly Sins. Love that song. Lyrically, this is very similar. The song was released in 2004 as their fourth single, later released on Game, the album. It peaked at number 6 on the Oricon charts in its first week and remained in the top 10 for 3 straight weeks. Well, goddamn.
I know.
Go Flow.
Go Flow.
Get it?
Go. By Flow. Remember.
Yeah, I got jokes sometimes.
Hey.
I just stick to my day job.
Which right now is podcasting, and here
podcasting.
We are.
Here we go. Yeah, so let's listen to the song, shall we?
Yes,
cool.
We shall.
Let me pull it up. Is that the right one? No.
No.
Go! I fucking love this song too.
You got so excited.
It makes me want to just headbang and get a mosh pit.
Yeah. My kids will do a mosh pit with you.
Oh, yeah. They're already mosh pit.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's only Dax's dance moves. They're spinning and falling.
My son even took his shirt off and like went into the kitchen. Yeah.
That was so funny.
Took his shirt off and started running in a circle. The animation's still kind of boring.
Yeah,
shows
the
all the characters.
Animation. Oh, this is the intro, isn't
this
it?
This is an intro, yeah.
It's like they took notes from the last outro and...
and they're like, let's just
they took the wrong
it.
Notes. I do like Jiraiya looking at the...
I just like Jiraiya.
Half naked chick. She wasn't even half naked. She was just in a robe. Hell yeah.
I'm in it to win it.
Fuck yeah, this song definitely fits.
Yeah.
Fighting Dreamers. That totally fits. That's Naruto in a nutshell.
Yeah. I got a high string of, pretty large string of lyrics going on that I
oh,
thought
that
really
stood
out. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to reset your video here.
What the balls?
You need a bigger hard drive for
I
your
know,
phone.
I need an SD card.
Just move your whole... all your photos and videos.
Yeah. Anyways, A shadow creeps up without a sound, and it always leads us astray. True to its word, a high wind swells up and rages around. Hold a sharp sword up high and cut a path to your future. There are no guarantees to be found. I feel like every time they turn around, they're coming up with a shadow creeping up on them. So
that's true.
You know, and then they, and especially like in Sasuke's case with Orochimaru, leads us astray. True to its word, a high wind swells up and rages around. But hold a sharp sword to that path and you'll be on the fucking brink of everything. I don't know.
On the brink of everything.
I don't know, guys. I had like, it was in my brain and it just didn't come out.
Your brain farted.
My execution was not.
That's okay.
Well,
I think Naruto has a shadow too, but I think it's cool how Naruto and Sasuke react to their shadows differently. Sasuke uses and takes advantage of his shadow.
Well, he wants more power.
Kill Itachi. So he takes advantage of his shadow, which is pretty much Orochimaru, the curse mark and everything. Naruto's shadow is the demon fox that lives within inside him. Eventually, Naruto never thinks once, I want to take advantage of this demon fox. As a matter of fact, he's like, fuck you, I can do this all on my own. I don't need your help, bitch. And turns out that's not true. Later in Shippuden, obviously, he makes friends with it. So I think that's kind of cool, how he just makes friends with Kurama.
And all the other tailed beasts.
Yeah, but those tailed beasts aren't his shadow.
No, they're not, but that's I'm what I just meant. Saying,
they,
like,
the, you dark, know. The darkness within them, Naruto makes friends with his darkness and actually makes his darkness light. He shows his darkness the light. Sasuke takes advantage.
Yeah, well, he's a little selfish.
He eats his
brat.
Darkness to make himself darker.
Ooh, creepy.
That's a weird analogy.
Yeah.
All right.
Flo, outro.
Great job, Flo.
Yeah, no, that was really good. I'm here for it. It gets an A+. It fits.
Yep, fits. Did you say cha-ching? okay, outro number 4.
Yes, this one's called Alive by Ryko. It was featured episodes 65 through 77. It was released in 2005 on the album In Step. The band formed in 2000 and disbanded in 2007 to pursue individual careers, and apparently has ceased to exist on the interwebs because literally every single thing I clicked on that was related to them said page not found.
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
Sounds like either a bad falling out or maybe they got fucked over or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I didn't put it in the notes, but that band Hound Dog of the first intro...
Yeah.
He decided to go solo and it started a whole lawsuit. And so far it's just him who's like the only one active.
What?
Yeah. So
started a whole lawsuit with the rest of his band?
Started a lawsuit with the rest of his band.
Ooh, that's not a good move.
Yeah. So I don't know all about that whole shenanigans, but you know,
sometimes creating music is hard and it's a process that everybody really tries to throw their heart into. And when you feel like you put your heart into it, you feel like you're owed more than maybe what somebody else thought you're owed. It gets very sticky. That's for sure. Is your video done?
Yeah.
No more video
said,
for the rest of the podcast
it said
episode.
No more.
That's okay. We'll take a couple clips from the beginning, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. So let's listen to it.
All right. Let's listen to it. 誰だって失敗はするんだ恥ずかしいことじゃないこの傷を二人しないで笑って歩ければいい
I really wanted that build up to be a little stronger.
It's still an outro. I agree with you, but it is still an outro. This song sounds like another song that I've heard before. You know what it is? The song is called Alternative Radio Saved My Life by an artist that I had not heard until that song. Let's keep listening. Hold on. Outro animation's really boring. You're zooming in on the same fucking picture.
It's like nothing.
It's not doing anything.
It's Naruto longingly staring
at his dad on the stone wall of
Hokage's. That he doesn't know is his dad.
That's true. He doesn't know that it's his dad yet. Weird. He just wants to be Hokage.
He just wants to be Hokage.
Yeah, so that song, I really like the song. I like the arrangement of it, like that extra flute in there too. The singing is pretty passionate. The animation sucks, but does the song fit?
Yeah, I'd say it fits as an outro. I think if it were an intro, it'd be a little too subtle.
Yeah, the build up there isn't, well, it's not really there. Or at least it's pretty anticlimactic when it does finally build up. It is a good outro. It's a decent outro.
Yeah.
I would say that it fits. It doesn't get any, you know, bonus points or anything, but it fits.
It fits.
How are the lyrics?
When we looked at the lyrics, it seemed like they were meant for like while they're training and like getting ready for a big event. It fits. Breathe in a silent breath and look to the vast sky and jump. I mean, it's essentially like jump into.
Yeah, like kind of like a leap of faith.
And, yeah. I mean, the lyrics, nothing really stood out at me that was just like, it talks about like working hard. So.
Okay. So, nothing like outstanding
I said,
about
it's
this
kind
song.
Of mediocre.
It sits right at the top of the bell curve there, pretty average.
Yeah.
Well, average isn't necessarily bad, but we are shooting for mind-blowing, right?
Absolutely.
That's what we want. It
That's
isn't
what we
mind-blowing.
Want.
It
is
it's
not.
Just okay.
So it gets a kind of meh.
Yeah. And I guess we're moving on to the
we're
next
gonna
song.
We're going to move on to the next song. This is another outro because... Because the intros and outros are so unevenly spaced together, within the arcs and the Best Collections album, we wanted to go ahead and do the fifth outro, and then we'll pick back up and start with the next intro. This will be the continuing outro, and we'll do two intros on the next episode.
Yeah, they kind of bleed together. They didn't pick, like, the first intro and the first outro ran for the same amount of episodes,
right.
1 through 25. And the rest kind of get blended together a little bit.
Some of the
bit.
Outros go for like 10 episodes. Some of them go for 15. Some of them go for 20.
Yeah.
So so we kind of just had to pick and choose, and this is how we're deciding to do it.
If they hadn't have made the mistakes of the crappy outro, it was probably the reason they did a fifth outro. Because that second one, or the first one sucked.
All right.
Second one sucked.
Give us
you know what I mean.
Give us the goods.
All right. Outro number 5. Let's say I'm a made. Oh, it's Japanese.
It's Japanese.
But it's spelled like an English word. Okay. Spelled like English slang, that's for sure. Ima made nando mo. Many times before by The Mass Missile. That's a cool band name.
The Mass Missile.
It was released in 2004 as a single from the album Ningen de Yokata.
I'm so glad you got this card.
Yeah, it's a hard one to pronounce. Sorry, I can't speak Japanese. The Mass Missile, formed in 2000 and released their first independent album in 2002. They have since signed with Sony and have even recently released an album this past year titled It's Not Over. Mm-hmm. We'll have to take a listen to that after this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like learning about these bands that do the anime music. And then going to look them up because a good chunk of them have fucking phenomenal music outside of just anime music.
Well, that was kind of how I felt about Minami. Like, she did the theme song for Domestic Girlfriend. but the song that I like the most is not featured in an anime. And it's the most, like, beautiful song I've ever fucking heard.
And same with Lisa. I mean, she's got a ton of stuff out there, too, that isn't featured in anime, but it's great songs. Now, there are a couple. I will say this. There are a couple of one-hit wonders, and that one hit was in an anime show. Oh, my God.
Did I scare you, Bendy?
I'm so sorry for that interruption. We didn't need Kakashi anymore because we're out of video space, so we moved Bendy. Kakashi to make the space more comfortable. Put Kakashi on the floor, and our dog just freaked the fuck out. Like, tried to run away and tripped
over
and
her
fell.
Foot. She's an old doggy.
Her claws are too long and she's too fat, so she's got no balance or agility. She's just sliding around on the floor. She looks so ashamed.
She's just such a fat old dog, and I love her so much.
Do you look pissed, Bendy?
She looks really mad. She just sighed at us.
She sighed at us, glaring. She's like, I'm just going to go back to sleep over here.
Bitches.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. All right, on to outro number 5. Man, why couldn't that have been on video?
I know. Now this sounds like it's from the 80s, but it's not.
A little bit. I don't know, the guitar rhythm, the drums and stuff like that, they sound more early 2000s. I think you're hearing the reverb on his voice, which is a very rich sounding reverb. Animation's better in this one. It's not great, but it's better.
Anything's a step up from that last one.
Not a bad outro. It almost felt like it stopped very abruptly.
Yeah, it did.
It
did
cut that
stop
one real
very
short.
Abruptly. There was no resolve.
Yeah, it's just, it catches you off guard a little bit, which is a good thing if you want to listen to it more. You know, make me want to finish the song, like listen to the whole thing. So, what do you think it fits?
I think so. It's an ending.
How are the lyrics?
The lyrics? Let's see.
Do we have anything noteworthy for them?
Sure. I've got two.
Okay.
More than the number of times I suffered, more than the number of times I doubt. I want the number of times I laugh and trust others, and I pray that it'll happen in my life. Oh, this is so from Naruto. Even though I was always a side character, even though I'm a shadow, let me be in the center when I dream. See?
That's Naruto. About the swing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's fucking lonely swing.
It's about that swing that gets more airtime than a good chunk of the characters.
If you have watched the anime, you'll know exactly what that
means. You'll know it right away. You'd be like, oh, it's that fucking swing.
That swing. That poor little swing.
Yeah, I think it fits.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I think it's time to...
Are we jumping on to the
We're going to jump
score?
On. Score? Yeah. Let's talk about the soundtracks and then we'll get into the score.
All right. The soundtracks.
So the composers were Toshio Masuda and Yasuharu Takanashi. Toshio Masuda also worked on 2016's Ninja Girl and Samurai Master, which I would now like to watch. It's got at least 3 seasons. And is credited as the main composer for the Naruto series. Yasuharu Takanashi continued on into Shippuden and is the main credited composer for that series. Yasuharu also did the scores for Fairy Tail, Sailor Moon Crystal, and is currently working on the Fate Grand Carnival series, which will be released this year. The group that performed all of the score was called the Masashi Project. Musashi Project. Holy shitballs. Musashi.
You're throwing the hard ones at us today, Naruto.
I know. So they are the ones who did all of the performing for the score itself. It's like a big group of at least 9 people.
Just the strings. Huh? Or no?
No, this is all of it.
It's all
the
of it.
The guitars, the drums.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The instruments, everything.
Cool. All the OSTs and compilations are released under Sony Records. Naruto, the Best Hit Collection, was released in 2004. It has 9 tracks consisting of the first 4 intros and the first 5 outros. As you can see, that's how we got
that's
the inspiration for today. Naruto, the original soundtrack number 1, released in 2003. 22-track OST from season 1. It includes the first intro and outro and contains iconic Naruto themes like sadness and sorrow, which is very sad and sorrowful.
So sad.
Loneliness. Naruto.
It's about that swing.
Yeah, it's about the swing. That's the swing's theme song. Naruto, Kakashi, and Sakura's themes, and it were also covering the Naruto original soundtrack number 2, also released in 2004. It has 23 tracks on the OST from season 2, and the themes like Orochimaru, Sasuke, Gai, and Konohamaru's themes. Mm-hmm. Cool. So let's get right into it. Actually, before we get into it, we have to talk about the instrumentation that makes this soundtrack sound so traditional.
Yeah. Well,
there are 3 instruments in particular.
Because they used traditional Japanese instruments as well as modern ones. Piano, guitar.
Oh, yeah. They have electric. Very, very rock band kind of just rock and roll style of themes here. Plus, they have the orchestration too.
Yeah.
They did a great job. I loved the soundtrack.
Yeah, and they created all of the tracks on the soundtrack to where when you are listening to it, you can see every single, you know exactly what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't even have to look at the title to know, like, oh, this is when Naruto was doing this, or
this is when Orochimaru is attacking.
Right.
This is when people are they're in a binding jutsu, or whatever the hell. Yeah, they did a great job. I loved the soundtrack to this. There's only a couple things that I can really say I didn't like, but it's very few.
Yeah, no, I...
And it's really just my opinion. They did a killer job.
They did. And, you know, I think they did well keeping up with the anime in itself for each soundtrack.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about 3 of the main Japanese traditional instruments that they used.
Especially, we really wanted to highlight these because they're not really found in Western culture. I feel like maybe a good chunk of you who are listening to this might know what they sound like, and you probably will recognize them when we play it, but it isn't the most familiar, and it's not very widely used except in Japan.
And if you know what it sounds like, now we're giving you a name for it. So
yeah,
you can call it by name and you can impress all your friends and be like, hey,
I know that instrument.
I know that instrument. It's this and it's like this.
Yeah. So first one, take it away, Emily.
So the first one is we have the shamisen. It's a 3-string traditional Japanese instrument, and it's derived from the Chinese sanjian. Look at that. I can say Chinese better than that. I can fucking Japanese. What's wrong with me?
And you call yourself an otaku.
Fuck, I know. Anyways, it's played using a plectrum, which is essentially like a pick. Me and Garrett were discussing it earlier, and he was like, is it like the one that goes on your finger? And I was like, you know, I think it can honestly be for whoever is playing it. Like, mandolin players have, like, where it's like a ring and it picks on the finger. But
they got
like
different
guitars,
types.
Like, it's just a pick you hold.
Just like a guitar pick or any sort of pick. You got thumb picks, jazz picks, mm-hmm. bass picks. It's just a different type. It's called a plectrum.
Yeah. They vary in shape, and depending on the genre that it's being used for, it's very similar to a banjo in the way that it looks.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
There's also different types of those, too. I've seen some really big ones, and then there's the tabletop ones, which have a lot more than 3 strings. I'm not sure exactly how many. It's just not 3. And then you have the the like over the shoulder lap kind of, and it doesn't sit in your lap. It actually sits right. like a guitar would.
Well, I know that you know, back in the day when they were actually used in for events in Japan, the shamisens were actually covered in skin.
Oh,
they weren't
skin?
Made out of wood or anything. I'm pretty sure it was like padded.
Oh, okay. So similar to like a banjo.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next instrument that we wanted to highlight is the shakuhachi. It is an end-blown flute made of bamboo. You kind of hold it. End-blown means it's not held out to the side. It is looks
like a clarinet.
Or, I was going to say recorder, but a clarinet's better. It just doesn't have a reed. It is used by monks in the practice of blowing meditation. That sounds dirty.
When I wrote it, I was like, this is definitely going to be taken wrong.
You're not real monks, are you?
Oh, that's rude. You can't say that.
I'm kidding. Blowing meditation, huh?
Moving on.
It is tuned to the minor pentatonic scale. Those of you guitarists know that scale really well. It's what we all use to shred and solo on. 5 notes per octave in the Aeolian mode. It is used in a lot of traditional chants, and it sounds very traditional on the score. I mean, it makes it sound really traditional. There's a lot of very cool, emotional pieces with this instrument.
So, when I was researching this, the pentatonic scale and kind of getting a description, because Garrett's so much better at music theory than I am, so it took me a minute to like kind of get it back. But I did notice when I was researching it that this actually could be in Phrygian mode due to the Japanese minor pentatonic scale using 1, 2, 4, 5, and 7 rather than the
1, 3, 4, 5, 7.
So it kind of makes me wonder. If I was better at music theory, I would go through and listen to it and be the judge, but I don't.
It is probably, and now that I think about the pieces from Naruto, it is Phrygian. It's not Aeolian.
Well, look at that. They went with the Japanese mode.
They did.
And kept it traditional.
It's very traditional. And I think that brings us to our last instrument that we want to highlight, the wadaiko drums. I always thought they were taiko drums. But that taiko actually
is a specific kind of drum.
Well, I thought, no, that was the collection of a bunch of different percussion instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the wadaiko drums are the actual drums themselves. They vary in many sizes, and they are used predominantly in military arenas, like traditional shows. All of these instruments, definitely the wadaiko drums. I remember them as a kid from being a tourist at Orlando and going to Epcot, and you'd go to like the Japanese section of Epcot, and my parents would get like Japanese beer or sake, and we would watch the taiko drums or the wadaiko drum show with the Japanese dancers and there were people on stilts. It was definitely a very touristy, gimmicky kind of event, but it was really cool.
Interesting.
That's kind of where I remember them from. And I love the tone of it. It's definitely...
Yeah.
It's the traditional dress would be like... It's a bunch of shirtless Japanese men in basically an old school thong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, yeah.
Half loincloth, half thong sort of thing. Like what sumo wrestlers wear.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. And they play drums like that with a super wide stance. It's really hard on your hips unless you do it all the time. Hard on my hips, that's for sure.
Yeah, your hips are bad generally.
That's true. But yes, that is the sound that makes these three instruments make the sound so traditional and really add to that ninjas fighting ninjas kind of society. It's cool.
Yeah.
So I think we can kind of get into our notes of the actual score itself since we are done with the instrumentation, or at least the instruments we thought you would like to know more about.
Absolutely. So we're not... I don't know. Are we going to play any of the songs?
No, I think we're just going to let you listen to the playlist and get an idea. Naruto, especially like all the themes that are Naruto or that describe Naruto, they fit him really, really well. They did a great job with Naruto's themes.
Yeah.
They did a great job with almost everybody's themes. I have, like I said, very few negative points, and I think I may touch on the negative points first.
Okay.
I was going to go in order of what's on the soundtrack, but that might be a little too in-depth, and we won't get to the really the key points that I'm going for here, which I thought it was... I thought it was really interesting that they used the song Need to Be Strong. At first, I thought it was mistitled, but all the instrumentation of the song, it definitely feels like, oh, I need to be strong right now. But I think instead of being mistitled, it was misused in the anime. I think it was used, the song that I'm going for, and once you listen to it, you will know, especially if you've seen the show 1,000 times or you just know it really well. It is used a lot for the villain and kind of overused for the villain. It's not really about the main character that needs to be strong to beat the villain.
That needs to be strong to defeat them.
It's about the villain powering up and winning. At least that's how it seemed to be played in the anime. And I guess you would need to be strong in order to beat the villain that is getting stronger. Anyway, I think it was misused. I do love how they tracked it. I love the vocals. This is kind of the first time, at least on this on the album, that you hear the chanting vocals that were added underneath the Wadeco drums and everything else. So I think that was really cool. It's the first time you hear those vocals. The song is kind of rage inducing, but not like a I'm really angry. It's more like I'm amped up. Like,
okay.
It's positive rage.
Your adrenaline.
Yeah. It's very, very adrenaline inducing. That's a better word for it. I was writing fast. I couldn't think of the word.
I've got them.
So only negative thing there is that they misused it in the wrong parts, or it was mistitled because they used it in the wrong parts. That's the only thing there. I think the other thing that I didn't like was Kakashi's theme.
Yeah, no, I'm very much in agreement with you. Kakashi's theme was, it played at his very playful vibes, but it didn't really, if you're going to make a theme for Kakashi, and you've already seen Kakashi be a badass, you know what he's capable of. So why did it just stick to like kind of just one theme of Kakashi's?
Yeah, I think that the only aspect that it captures of Kakashi is like, it is really more of the theme song for the picture of Team Seven, where Kakashi's like got his hand on Sasuke and Naruto's head, and then you got Sakura in the middle. That is the theme song for that picture that captures the happiest moment of Team Seven's life.
Or hell, even him wearing, or like not wearing, walking around with a, you know, that book.
Yeah, Makeout Tactics.
Yeah. You know, I really think that that's really all that it, like, depicts. I don't feel like it really captures anything else. The imagery isn't there.
The only other thing it could capture is, like, his journalist disguise.
Yeah.
But you don't see that until Shippuden.
Absolutely. So it doesn't really fit here. If you're going to introduce it on this soundtrack, then have it fit.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much all. Oh, yeah, there's one negative thing that I have to add here, which is the song Glued State. Love the tension that it builds. Way overused. Way overused. And in parts that aren't necessarily the most tense. Like, there are some parts of the Chunin exams that really aren't that tense, but had that soundtrack over the top. It took away from it. It makes the scene feel anticlimactic because the tension isn't there.
Yeah.
The resolution for that tension is meh.
You're right. I feel like there's a lot of things that kind of, like, for instance, what is it? Sadness and Sorrow and Loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
beautiful songs, very heavy in the depictions, but I just feel like they sound so similar that those themes also kind of get lost and like they don't stand out among each other. So I feel like those also get overused.
I feel like
in times of tensions and inside of like really emotional trauma or despair, mm-hmm. you're really kind of getting an overused theme.
Yeah. And I think that the main thing that you can take away from the difference in sadness and sorrow and loneliness is the tempo. Loneliness has the tempo of that of Naruto just getting off that infamous swing. Like if he stepped off of it and it was still slightly swinging, that's the tempo of loneliness. And sadness and sorrow has that really, really emotional flute that the
right.
flute that we just described. Forget the name of it. I'll find it.
Okay. Well, also in sadness and
shakuhachi.
Yes. So they use the shakuhachi and in such a beautiful way. And then at the end, it switches to just piano. And piano is known as a very like. You can play it in a variety of styles, but it depicts sadness like nobody's business.
Oh yeah, it's,
and so
the
it switches,
piano notes sound
and it comes,
like the teardrops are falling and hitting the ground.
And it really like helps the song really come down because then you can fade off with that piano.
Yeah.
And it gets really soft and somber.
It's I really love that piece. The shikuhachi, or did I say it right? Shakuhachi, excuse me. The shakuhachi, the phrasing of it is very... very, very sad.
It's sad, but it's,
it sounds
and it's
like
also,
somebody's sobbing.
And it's super fluid, too. Like, when do those people breathe?
Yeah, it is.
When do they breathe?
It's incredible. And the other thing, like I said, the piano sounds like teardrops falling and hitting the ground, and those strings really just ripple those drops outward.
Yeah. And you know, that shakuhachi, like, is used in a variety of different ways of depicting emotion. For instance, when in Raising Fighting Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that like there's a part of it where the flute like leads it and then you've got the orchestral part behind it. And it's like, OK, yeah, the hero is here. The hero mm-hmm. is the flute and it's leading the rest of the orchestra.
Yeah, a little thing that I learned in school about orchestration, the flute is the only it is the instrument that is the closest in register to a human voice.
Yes.
And because of that, it really sounds like somebody is singing and chanting. It sounds like a human singing, or it can be confused as a human singing.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no syllables technically for
right.
actual speaking, no syllables or vowels.
Unless you like staccato it or something and you're really like speaking with expression.
But because of the breathiness and everything, it really does sound like whatever phrasing that they use, if it's used properly, which it is in Naruto, you can really capture the emotion and make it feel like it's singing to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I have a couple of notes on Sakura's theme.
Oh, you mean how useless it is?
How? It's so sad. Every time you say it.
I'm just kidding. Sakura isn't useless anymore, guys.
She's not useless.
She was useless.
In the very beginning, yes. And I feel like everybody discredits her so much. But I mean, but when it comes, like, they were fucking in the air and she's healing Naruto, like, in one of the
Yeah, she gets no praise anymore. She deserves it.
She does. And she develops a new technique. She starts, she's the healer of Team 7. And Team 7 needs a healer.
They definitely do.
They need a
healer.
But I'm still unsure that the original Sakura theme really fits her. I feel like it should be a little more upbeat and have a little bit more like a hit to it. It's very flowy and very fluid and it's very like girlish, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's got like chimes and
it. And I just don't feel
cheesy.
Like it completely like, you know, they had the manga written up until 135 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Sakura does a lot in 135 episodes.
She does. There's a lot of character development with Sakura. I think she's learning to be tough, but she is still mostly useless through the entire, at least the first Naruto series.
Through this arc, the arcs that we are covering, she is quite useless. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No questions about it. We 100% agree.
But all of you people that, especially if you don't know what you want to do with your life, if you feel useless, you feel depressed, you should take notes from Sakura, okay? Because you are not obligated to be the person you were 5 minutes ago. Nobody is. You can say one thing. You can let something come out of your mouth. Learn something new about the subject you just said. And change your mind. It's okay to change your mind. You are not obligated to be the person you were 5 minutes ago. Thank you for teaching us all of that, Sakura.
Thanks, Sakura. Got a little motivation going for your Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it's important to note there's a lot of things that we can learn from anime.
Well, there are a ton of things. And I loved Naruto for the pure fact of the character relation and like really like I wanted all of them to live and then they just kept dying. And, you know, you really start to build a connection to the characters. And these are things that I will go over in the future. But but for now, this is something that really hit home for me when I was watching this for the first time was the connection to the characters that you get. You're spending like almost 700 episodes with these fools.
Yeah.
I want to note.
It's over 700 episodes with these fools. Shippuden's 500 episodes.
It's 400 and something episodes.
It's 500. I'm making a bet for it right now.
I don't do bets with you.
Come on.
No.
$20.
I don't know.
$20 says there's 500 episodes.
I'll buy you dinner.
Deal. Actually, your cooking is better than most of the places we go to. So.
Oh, you are just here with the things today. I'm impressed. This is not normal.
So you'll cook me dinner?
He bought me flowers yesterday.
Oh, I did.
For good reason.
Yeah, I made her mad.
I want to point out that the song Morning, if you listened to any of the episode that we did of Your Name or you've seen the movie, that song starts out like that fucking
very
song.
Your Name-ish.
I heard it the first time and I was like, Did our YouTube switch over? Did it switch?
And really, you have to say that Your Name started out like this song. Like
it's
Morning
true. No,
did,
no, you're
this
right.
Came out
you're
first.
Right. You're right.
Maybe they took some inspiration from that. It's very similar. Although that is a common piano riff.
It is.
That's used for this
it
type
is,
of emotion.
But Your Name is just like ingrained to me into my brains right now. But it very, very quickly turns into with the unique instrumentation that is Naruto. So then you're reminded, oh yeah, it's Naruto. And then you got Naruto's daily life. You got, like, he's just walking around being a hooligan.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it depicts.
The number one most unpredictable ninja.
That's true. And the last thing I have to point out is the instrumentation for the sexiness track.
Yeah, that was actually one of my notes. They really should be called saxiness.
Saxiness. That sax is a perfect instrument to use for that because everybody hears the saxophone and they're like sexy time.
Especially the way it was used. It is a risque phrase.
Yeah.
It is the way the sax is used. It's like walking out of a damn strip club. That's for sure. I think, and I had one note for this because that saxophone, the instrumentation and the phrasing, this entire piece, literally called sexiness, I think it is a very well done version of a classic sexy theme or motif. But to anyone out there who happens to listen to this, who is in the process of making a new gen anime, use the techniques from like use the phrasing and the same thing, but I would love to hear a more modern version instead of it's so 60s 70s to me.
Very much so.
And it's used in lots of different things because it fits so well for like that theme,
for that theme,
for that motif.
Yeah.
It's used in a lot of different things. So new gen anime creators, try to adapt it and make it modern. Make it a little more contemporary. That would be really cool. I'd be impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. You got anything else, Garrett?
There's only one more thing that I have.
Only one more thing.
I promise. Nope, there's two.
Oh, see,
I lied.
I called it. I called it, didn't I?
One short little short little snippet. The song Victory. Fucking awesome song that I would love to hear the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
Oh, right.
Gerard Way. I would love to hear you sing on that. Write some lyrics for that song.
Write some lyrics for that.
It's a happier version of Black Parade. It's Black Parade-y.
You know, like, I don't. Yeah, I got it. I got you. I wouldn't want to change Black Parade, though. It's not meant to be a.
Yeah, no. What I mean is
full song.
It's that sort of like epicness that I would love to hear his voice on. The only thing that I didn't like about that song is the synthesizer that they use for it. It's like a weird synth that kind of almost sounds like an organ. To me, it just sounds dumb. It sounds like a combination of horns and organ that's used as like a fanfare, like when medieval knights show up. It's doesn't fit in that piece, but that's okay. It's very minor. You probably wouldn't even hear it. The one thing that I absolutely love is...
He got real excited. I wish we were recording.
Oh, for the
video.
For the video?
Yeah.
I really love all of the themes and how they used the minor second interval for all the villains.
Oh, right.
They use a very traditional composition technique. And everybody knows that minor second interval from Jaws. That's the most common way to remember it.
Da-da.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily. Take it away.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so they use it a lot, but they hold out and make it very ambient and like creepy, and then they go to the next chord, that minor interval up, and they go back and forth. Kind of how trap music uses it these days.
That's very true.
It's
a
cool
very true a lot. I should change it up a little.
I mean, it is very true.
You're right. Accurate.
Totally agree. they do a great job for the villains' themes. It's cool and creepy, and I notice a lot of different polyrhythms from instruments. Like the piano will be doing one arpeggiated thing. You can have like percussion, marimbas, all those things. They can do different polyrhythms and arpeggiate them as well. And over the top of each other, when you have this two chord, this minor second interval. That really, they can do a lot of modal mixture over the top of. They can use different keys or different scales in between this one piece. It just adds to the tension of it. I thought that was very cool. They did a great job for the villains' themes. It's haunting and creepy, and I like it.
He likes it.
I like it. That is pretty much all that I have for the notes.
As well as myself. Now, it's time for fun facts.
The fun facts.
So these might not be as exciting to you, but I found a lot of them to be pretty fun for me. Fitting for the anime, the writer Kishimoto came up with Naruto's name while eating ramen.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, right? It's very fitting.
Naruto's a little like star-looking swirly fish thing. It's like a fish wafer.
Mm-hmm.
Fish flavored wafer. Kind of looks like the Uzumaki symbol, too.
It does
actually.
Look like the Uzumaki symbol.
Now that I think
symbol.
About it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
Ah.
The Orochimaru theme contains Hindi words.
Who knew?
It's from a specific Hindi song, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I would
very cool.
never be able to pronounce that. No. I didn't even write it down. Not even going to attempt it.
Good call.
Yeah. The first 135 episodes were adapted from the manga. However, the remaining episodes were completely original story ideas until they got to Shippuden. Which, interesting enough, they were like fillers with filler arcs. And the reason that the traditional Japanese instruments were used, the producers decided that it would give non-Japanese people an unfamiliar experience. Garrett, did it give you an unfamiliar experience?
Yes, I think
so. In a way,
so.
I suppose.
I'm an otaku and a weeb, so it's not unfamiliar for me. Plus, I'm a huge music nerd, and I love world music and anything interesting. Like I've told you this before. My favorite type of music is music I've never heard before. So, in a way, yes, it's unfamiliar, but it's also familiar to me, just because I am a huge fan of Japanese culture.
That's true.
Are you You still have more fun facts?
I do.
Perfect. Keep them coming.
Yeah. Naruto was listed as the 38th best anime series on IGN's top 100 series.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool, right? 38th huh? out of 100.
I wonder what number 5 was. I know it's a random number. Don't judge me.
It's a random number. I was like, do you know?
Mm-mm.
Kishimoto's original one-shot version of Naruto depicted him as solely a demon, and ninjas weren't introduced until his remake for the anime.
Huh.
Or for the manga, I mean, not the anime. Here's a really random fact. You ready?
Yes.
Naruto's blood type is type B.
Interesting.
What's your blood type, Garrett? Do you know?
I actually don't know. My mom doesn't know either. She says it's either this or this. And if it's anything different, then
it could
I'm
be
not
literally
my dad's
anything.
Kid.
Could be anything. Mine is A negative. I almost killed my baby. I had to get shots.
Well, that's negative.
Haha. Kishimoto's wife believed that Naruto would end up with Sakura instead of Hinata.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that. But ironically, just saw this meme pop up on Instagram, too, which was the biggest lie told in all of Naruto.
Okay.
Which is the scene when Sakura tells Naruto that she loves him.
Oh.
Which was definitely a lie. And she got called out for it by Naruto. He's like, shut your fucking mouth, bitch. Well, that's it for all the fun facts, right?
That is all the fun facts.
Cool. Well, I have one more segment that I would like to do.
Then go for it.
We recently did a post about the Haikage.
The Haikage.
It is some artist on Reddit. I'm sorry that I couldn't find the original artist's name. I did try to look for it, but it's been reshared so many times. I have no idea who originally did it, and I don't see his name. It's not obvious if it's on the actual picture itself. But somebody drew Snoop Dogg as the Hokage, and his outfit's all green, and he's got dreads. It's cool. But I posted that on Instagram, and I asked you guys to leave a comment on what kind of jutsu the Snoop Kage would use. And we got a couple of interesting ones.
Yeah, there were some really funny ones.
The reason I think I made this post is because I saw it and I was like, man, I wonder what jutsu he would use. And my first one was the sticky icky binding jutsu.
Clever.
And the cannabis clone jutsu. But
we're going to name off some honorable.
We got some funny comments here. Kingwolf_ leaf these hands. Let's see. Where's another one? A genjutsu that gets everyone high as fuck.
Hells yeah.
King_Chris Dane. Chris Dane. 1,000 years of stoned. Smoke ring binding jutsu from Avery Prophet. The Bi Greek. Weed style Kush Oseel jutsu. Weed style fried brain faux shizzle no jutsu.
That's a good one.
_nightmare_supreme. Thank you for that one. That was a good one. Doggy style jutsu. Oh hell yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
I think that's probably Crip style blue flag jutsu. I'm not sure how that would look. Gelato gata jutsu. Fresh Starter. Thank you, Fresh Starter _BigW. And thank you to everybody that commented on that post.
Yeah, you gave us some good entertainment. We appreciate it.
Yeah, this was great. This was great. And I think that's it for the comments here. We do like to do that on Instagram where we will ask you questions. We answer everything, by the way, guys. So please, unless it's incredibly negative...
We don't want any negativity on our pages. Yeah. This is a positive thing for us, and it should be a positive thing for you. There's no need to be all, like, rude and mean and hateful, you weirdos.
Yeah, people have a lot of time on their hands to be angry, that's for sure. But that's not what our community is for. So we invite you to get involved and to be engaged, and we would love to hear from you. So if you see something pop up, anime pop quizzes, anything that you can leave comments on. We will answer all of them. We respond to all of our DMs. So please reach out.
Absolutely. Get involved. If there's any anime that you want us to review, send us a message.
Send it. Send it. I'm sure that we are either planning to do it or we may not have heard of it.
And we can watch it.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
We love new lists, or adding to that list. Anyway,
we have a bunch of new lists.
We have a ton of
them. We have had a bunch before we started this, and now we have even more.
Yeah, so we have, I'm pretty sure that wraps up our episode for today.
It does. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yes.
We'll be coming at you with part two. Not sure when, maybe next week, maybe the week after.
Probably, yeah. I don't know if we're going to do it every other week or if we're going to do it even once a month. I feel like once a month is too long.
Yeah, I feel like I want it to be fresh in your brain.
Yeah. So this is it for Naruto Part 1.
Guys, we want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our Anime Noise podcast. We always have a massive pleasure making these episodes.
Massive pleasure.
And whether you're cozied up with your own BBC or you're taking us with you for the ride, we are thrilled to share our nerdiness about anime, music, and sound effects with
Like we said, please head over to our Instagram page at Anime Noise Podcast, all one word. We have updates, videos, and behind-the-scenes footage of us just being ridiculous and all kinds of things. We even have, most of the time, when we don't run out of data, our videos of
shit,
the entire
I'm
podcast
sorry.
Episode we'll take clips from.
I'm sorry.
Get your shit together,
Emily. I know.
And we are learning and adding all kinds of new stuff. So if we're giving you fun facts or anime pop quizzes, head on over to our Instagram page and just give us a follow. It's so easy to do and you're going to love it, I know.
It's so easy. And you can also go look at our playlist on YouTube. It's don't confuse it with a space. It is capital A anime and then capital N noise, all one word on YouTube. If you want to listen to that soundtrack and follow along with the intros and outros.
There's also a link in the show notes, which you can copy and paste or just click on.
Or that.
Spotify won't let you click on it, I believe. I don't think there's any links that are clickable in their show notes. So if you're listening to it on Spotify, you'll have to actually search our name in YouTube. But other than that, if you go to our website, then if you're listening to it from our website, just click the link in the show notes.
Absolutely. You can find Naruto streaming on Netflix, Hulu, Crunchyroll, Amazon Prime, and literally anywhere. You can find anywhere.
And quick note for that, if you're going to watch it in subbed, Netflix, for a lot of their anime, they don't sub it. It feels half-assed.
The subtitles come before it's actually said, and by the time it's actually said, the subtitles are gone.
Yeah, the timing is off for the subtitles, so if you're not familiar with the Japanese language, then you're not really gonna know who said what a lot of times. It's that far off. And the translations aren't always there either. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a bit of typos. So, Netflix, get your shit together. You're a great platform. So.
Wow, we're really, like, hating on all the streaming sites. Crunchyroll, Netflix, who's next? Hulu?
Well, Funimation, since you just took over Crunchyroll, make a new platform, both of you.
God damn it.
Make it bingeable. It is not bingeable. I have to go to full screen every time there's a next episode? Come on.
Okay. All right. No more hating.
No more hating.
We just talked about how we don't like haters. We're hating.
No, I'm critiquing.
Sorry, you're right. Critiquing.
Shut up.
Thank you for listening and tune in next time for another episode of
Anime Noise. Wee.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
This has been a Beanbag Chair Media production.